Amen. I sound worse than I am. Sorry. The book of Joshua, chapter 9. And this is an interesting story. I'm sure you've read before. But I'm going to just give a little bit of background on Joshua, the book of Joshua, because the book of Joshua really is a wonderful picture of the victory that God has called us to enter into. Them traveling into the promised land, they were taking possession of that which God had promised to Abraham, to his children. And now, after hundreds and hundreds of years, Joshua is leading them in to the promised land. And it's a wonderful type and a wonderful picture of the victorious life that God calls us all to enter into. Amen. We get saved, but then there's steps that we can take to grow in the things of the Lord, to learn more about the Lord, to take possession of many things that God has for us, to live a life of victory in Jesus Christ. And God has so much more for every one of us if we'll be willing to move forward, to grow in the things of God. Amen. We're called to move forward. He told Joshua, every place that the sole of your feet touch, I'm going to give it to you. And so all this amazing promised land, all the bounty and all the blessing of it was going to be theirs, but they had to be willing to step out in faith. They had to be willing to move forward. It wasn't just going to be handed to them. They had to go in and conquer the land and destroy all of the inhabitants of the promised land. The land was inhabited with pagans, those that did not know the true and the living God. And as cruel as it may sound, God commanded them, go in and destroy all the inhabitants of Canaan land, because there could not be a mixture. And they were commanded, don't make any leagues or any covenants with any of those people of the promised land. It's to be a land for the people of God. Amen. He commanded them to do just that. But in Joshua chapter 9, they've already gone in. They've already conquered Jericho. Jericho was a fortress that was brought down not by their mighty armies, but Jericho was brought down by the mighty power of God as they obeyed the voice of the Lord and marched around the walls of Jericho. Every Sunday school student knows the story, how that God brought the walls down miraculously and delivered Jericho into the hands of the children of Israel. Praise God. Amen. It was a miracle. And then the next city was the city of Ai, much, much smaller, but they supposed that it was going to be an easy task. But because of one man's sin, there was a defeat at Ai. It required repentance. It required God to work in that situation. And then he gave them Ai. And now we're at Joshua chapter 9. And all these different inhabitants of the promised land. Read about it here in verse number 1. Came to pass when all the kings which were on this side of Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and all the coast of the great sea, over against Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, heard when they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And so all of these enemies, all of these that inhabited the promised land, even though they were coordinating their efforts to try to stop the children of Israel from taking possession, they were not going to be able to do that. God was going to give to them the victory over all of these inhabitants. But then it says there was a group of people there by the name of the Gibeonites. And the Gibeonites, it says of them that they were more willily or more crafty, verse 4, and went and made as if they had been ambassadors and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles, old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clouted upon their feet, and old garments upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. Now this was a crafty bunch of people that was coming in. They realized that they were going to be defeated by Joshua and his armies. And so instead of facing them in the battle, they decided, we're going to try to deceive Joshua. And so they made their garments like they were old and worn out, their shoes, their sandals, like they have traveled for a long distance, and their food all old and dried up and moldy, as if they had traveled for a long distance. They even say to Joshua, well, when we left home, it was all the bread was all warm out of the ovens, but now it's all old and moldy. You talk about crafty. They really were deceptive. And they deceived Joshua. And even though Joshua asked them questions like, who are you? Where are you from? And no doubt he was curious about what was really going on here. But the Bible says in verse 14, that the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. This was the problem. This is where they failed. That they just assumed that they were going to be able to deal with this problem with just, you know, a logical answer. That they could face this situation with their own natural ability instead of calling upon the Lord. Folks, you're not wise enough to face life trials on your own. You're not wise enough to make the decisions about your life, about your future, about your plans in your life. You need to call upon the Lord. You need to seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Call upon the Lord. Amen. It may seem like, well, it's just you know, natural understanding, just logic, that we can make good decisions on our own. Oh, no. We live in a time when there's deception everywhere and all kinds of things that are going on in this world right now. And as Christians, we need to realize that in every area of our life, we must seek the counsel of the Lord. We must wait upon the Lord and call upon the Lord. I know people have made life-altering decisions. They never even prayed about it. They just thought, well, I know what's best. I know what to do. I've known of people that have, just because they had a job offer to move across the country somewhere, and you know, a better job, more money, and they didn't even really consider the fact of what about a church there? What about the will of God? Is this God's will for me to make this change in my life? Let me tell you, whatever decision you make every day of your life, you need to be willing to seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Seek the counsel of the Lord. So what happened was the Gibeonites, they were able to get Joshua and the children of Israel to make a league with them, to make a covenant with them. And as a result of that covenant, they became responsible for them. That meant every battle they had, every enemy they had, Joshua had to deal with their enemies along with his own enemies. He just doubled his trouble and his problems because he went against the will of God and made a league with these people that he didn't know, and he did not seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Folks, it's so important to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Stop what you're doing. Sometimes we feel like, you know, I've got to make this decision. I've got to get this worked out. I've got to work out all these issues of my life and get it all figured out. No, stop. Wait on the Lord. Seek the counsel of the Lord. Listen to the voice of the Lord. God has a plan for you, and he wants to work in your life if you'll seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't think you can figure it out on your own. If you're not careful, you'll get all entangled up like Joshua did in a situation that caused him to be, these folks to be dependent upon him from that day forward. 3 days later, he finds out that they really are just inhabitants of the promised land, that he was supposed to destroy them, but now he's made a covenant with them and has to protect them. And has got entangled in that mess because he did not seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Let me tell you, you'll get yourself in a mess if you lean on your own understanding. If you think you can figure it out on your own, you're going to find yourself in trouble. Seek the counsel of the Lord. Hallelujah. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you can figure it out. Don't think you have the solution or the answers or that you're wise enough or knowledgeable enough to make the decisions. No, you need the counsel of the Lord. Amen. I need the counsel of the Lord. Every one of us need to turn to the Lord and wait upon the Lord. Amen. Too often, you know, we just kind of get in a hurry. We want to get things all worked out in every little detail of our life, but it's important that we pay attention to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Isaiah chapter 30 is another place that is a reminder to us that we need to be listening to the voice of the Lord. Isaiah 30 in verse 1, it says, woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. What a warning that God was giving to the children of Israel through the prophet Isaiah. You take counsel, but not of me. You won't listen to the voice of the Lord, and you get yourself into terrible, terrible problems. Verse 2, that walk to go down into Egypt and have not asked of my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. He was warning the children of Israel that you have trusted in Pharaoh, you've trusted in Egypt, you've trusted in the world and the wisdom of the world, and you have not listened to the voice of the Lord. Amen. Folks, it's so important to wait on God. Amen. Whatever your decisions are, all through your life, from the time you're a young person, all through your life, you're making decisions about your life, your future, the direction of your life, what's going to happen in the weeks and the months and the years ahead in your life. Don't think you know what to do or how to make the decisions. You do not. You need the help of God. You need the voice of the Lord. You need to hear the voice of God. And you have to stop. A lot of times we have to just stop and get quiet before the Lord. Shut out all the noise, all the things. Turn the devices off. Turn everything off. And turn aside from all the things that seem to be so important to us, and listen to the voice of the Lord. Amen. You have to get quiet before the Lord and wait on the Lord. Spend some time in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to speak to you and hear the voice of the Lord. Later on in chapter 30 and verse 15, it says, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Amen. We're so busy. You know, we've got to run here and run there and do this. Every minute has to be filled with activity and busyness. And we don't have time to just stop, get quiet, to rest, and to wait before the Lord and allow the Lord to speak to us. Amen. Amen. If you're up against some crucial decisions in your life, it's time to draw back. It's time to get quiet, to rest in the presence of the Lord and allow the Lord to talk to you about the circumstances of your life. Amen. Don't make the foolish mistake of thinking you can make life-altering decisions without waiting before the Lord and hearing the voice of the Lord. Then in verse 21 of that same chapter, it says, "And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left." Praise God. That's the result of the person that waits on the Lord. That's the person that says, "I'm not going to make a move until I know this is God. I'm not going to take another step until I know this is God. I'm going to wait on the Lord in rest and in quietness. I'm going to wait before the Lord until I hear his voice. And I'm going to hear his voice, and he's going to tell me, don't go to the left, don't go to the right. Listen to my voice. Follow in the direction of my voice and do my will. And there you're going to find the peace of God and the joy of the Lord, and the provision of the Lord is going to be yours whenever you wait on his voice." Amen. Wait on the Lord and let him speak to your heart. Let him give you divine direction for your life. Amen. Young people, how crucial it is. How crucial it is. Amen. I've spent times over these many years of ministry talking to heartbroken people who've made decisions, and now they're living with their decisions. They didn't seek the Lord about it. They didn't call on the Lord about it. They didn't pull aside and rest and wait before the Lord. Let me tell you, he wants to direct your steps. He wants to lead you in the path that's good for you. He has your best in mind. Your future is the heart of God. He wants to direct your steps and lead you in a way that will bless you and use you in wonderful and mighty ways. But it's important that you pull aside, that you rest, that you wait before the Lord, and that you allow the voice of the Lord to speak to you. Joshua and the children of Israel found themselves entangled with their own enemies, actually, and then responsible to protect them and to fight their battles from that day forward just because they did not seek the counsel of the Lord. Amen. I could review my life of serving the Lord for a lot of years. There have been some mistakes I've made and decisions I've made that now I look back and think, oh, Lord, if only I would have taken the time to really seek your face about that. If I would have only have spent time in the presence of the Lord to hear the voice of the Lord. If you'll get alone with God and rest before the Lord and wait before the Lord, he'll talk to you. He'll speak to your heart. He'll direct your steps. He'll lead you in the way. Your ears will hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk in it. this is the way. Walk in it. And you'll hear the voice of the Lord. And then you'll have a peace and an assurance that what you're doing is pleasing God. And you're walking in a way that's honoring the Lord with your life. And with the assurance that God is going to direct your steps and lead you in the way that's going to bring glory and honor to His name. And that your life is going to make a difference for the kingdom of God because you have waited upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not quite sure why this is weighing heavily upon my heart today, except I just know that in our service, in our congregation, there are young people, middle-aged people, older folks. Every day you're making decisions. You may think, well, they're not that big of a deal. It's not that consequential decisions that you're making. But, oh, you'd never know the power of one decision. You'd never know how much of an impact it can have upon your life and your future and the work of the kingdom of God. And I just challenge you today, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Allow the Lord to speak to your heart and to direct your steps. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stand together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I just needed to get this off my heart this morning. I don't have much voice to be able to say much more about this. But I do believe that God, by His Holy Spirit, is speaking to different ones in this place today. I have to tell you, I've sat with heartbroken people who've made decisions. And I don't want to see that happen to any of you. Amen. Step back. Amen. Just rest. Just wait on the Lord. Just listen for the voice of the Lord. And pray about everything. Every decision you make. Every move you make. Pray about it. Call upon the Lord. And ask God to speak and to direct your steps. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. That's true in relationship decisions. It's true in jobs and work, career. It's true in family decisions. Every area of your life, everything, seek the Lord. Amen. You're not wasting time when you just kind of slow down and you wait on the voice of the Lord. It's valuable time. And I don't know exactly who all I'm speaking to about this morning, but I do believe that the Holy Ghost put this on my heart for some of you here today, and you need to pay attention to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you, there's nothing more wonderful than hearing the voice of the Lord and knowing you've heard it. Amen. Glory to God. Then you can make a step with confidence. When you know you've heard the voice of God, then you can move forward, and you can move forward with faith and assurance that God is at work. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to invite everybody around this altar here this morning. Would you come around the altar and join me in prayer here today? And some of you that maybe you are right now in the middle of some real crucial decisions, and you need to. Just take some time in the presence of the Lord. Here's your opportunity to do that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Let's wait upon the Lord this morning. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, that you're mindful of us. You know, Lord, our needs. And you know our hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Minister, Lord, to everybody in this place today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.